In Surrey was hit hard. Our reporter Chris King has been there.
It's the early hours of Saturday morning. The wind is very, very strong. In fact, it's practically blowing me along. I'm standing on a bridge over the River Thames. And I can tell you, even though it's dark, there is a bit of moonlight, there is just water as far as the eye can see. It is very, very high. It is flowing very, very quickly. And a footpath which goes underneath the bridge has actually been flooded, so nobody's going along that footpath anytime soon, and there's certainly nobody going to be sitting on the benches which are just over there either. I've just met Dawn walking along the road, and you live just down here.
Yeah, just down the road. Isis House I live at.
Isis House, and is this on, is that close
Bridge
to the river?
Wharf. Yeah, very close, just across the way. Yeah,
it's
very,
high,
very,
it?
Very bad at the moment. I'm very lucky I don't live Riverside, I live just across, but the car park's now beginning to raise and it's getting worse as the day goes on.
So you must be pretty concerned then?
A little bit, yes. I'm a little bit worried, but I'm very lucky I'm a first floor flat, not a ground floor, because then I'd be very worried.
So do you speak to anybody who actually lives on that side
yes,
then?
Yes, a very close friend of mine lives at the bottom floor flat here, and they've been evacuated. And they've been given a B&B in the local area.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Have a lovely evening.
And bye-bye. You. Bye now. I've come to Bridge Street. This is one of the main areas which the Environment Agency fear may be affected by flooding. The reason is just to my left behind the homes over there is the River Thames, which is looking very full at the moment. And so what they've done is to install basically some flood barriers. Now, this is a long tube. It's full of water. I don't know if you can hear that. And the aim would be that if the water comes over from the Thames, that it would stop behind this barrier. There is, however, one slight problem. If you're on the left-hand side of the barrier, next to the river, you're still going to get flooded. But all the people on the right-hand side of the road should be fine. Just brought you a bit further along Bridge Street, and it may be 20 past one in the morning, but there's a gentleman up a ladder pruning trees, obviously trying to make sure that with these high winds that it doesn't cause too much damage. I'm with David Stevens, who is the man with the chainsaw. David, what are you doing out here at
just
1 o'clock in the morning?
A tree that's blown down on a wall and leaning against the fence, so we've got to take it down before it causes more damage to the wall and people's properties.
And who's called you in?
One of the residents out of this house here.
And have you? Do you normally get calls out at this time of the morning?
I do indeed.
And how's this weather affecting you? It can't be easy with all this wind and rain
no,
and what have you.
It's pretty dangerous as well, especially when it's dark, windy, raining. It's more dangerous. So, yeah, just got to be careful.
Be careful indeed. Well, Chris King, interesting stuff from Chertsey. What's it like this morning?
Well, John, I'm just looking out over the River Thames. It's still very, very swollen. In fact, if the Canadian geese are anything to go by, I don't think they should be there because the trees are still poking out. There is still a severe flood warning in place here in Chertsey, which means it's one of the areas at higher risk. But if you go across the bridge to the other side from where I am now, that's where the real problems are. There's water flowing across the roads and the local pub car park is completely underwater. Those roads, of course, remain closed at the moment. Mm.